Kenny, that was an awful lot of hard work went into that performance, and I would imagine you think the players deserve the result they got.
Yeah, players responded very well, and against a very good team, put in some good performances, both as individuals and as a group.
Everybody who's been here today will have things they want to pick out of it. What are the things that you particularly think stand out in this performance today?
Well, we've lost three games on the trot before today, and in circumstances like that, quite often you need to then scrap out a draw and stop the rot of losses, and that's where you need to go first. There were two crucial chances towards the end anyway. One was Sigurdsson, who hit the post in a very good break, and then obviously Saville's header, which we converted, and I do believe went in off the bar.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so you know, we've got one deflected away from the post, and then the other one gone in. So you know, very very pleased with that. Two crucial chances, and hopefully now for the players we can continue to build. It does put a run of three defeats behind us. And as a side, anyway, it'll be nice to be able to settle the team down and keep working and improving, which we need to do.
I wonder if you'd maybe agree it wasn't just the work you did on the ball today, but in particular the work you did off the ball that helped you win this match.
Yeah, and we have a lot of developing players and players learning. You know, if we're looking at the goal, we're in a dangerous situation with our throwing.
Yeah.
And you know, quite frankly, we've mucked that one up. Yeah. And it's resulted then in needing to bring a player down at the edge of the box, and then nothing we can do with a real quality free kick, and then perhaps giving Derby a lifeline and going in at one each. So you know, we need to learn from them those type of situations and from those small details, I think, to be able to realise that they do affect a game, and managing that game properly is important, and you can see that right the way through the pitch.
It was a great testament to the players that, especially having conceded a goal at that point, they weren't rattled by it, and that was really the only major defensive mistake you made in the match.
Yeah, it was, and it's just a selection sometimes, a selection and an option. I felt we had a good base with our shape. I thought we passed the ball better. As pitches now improve between now and the end of the season, I hope we can build on that and be as constructive as we can in terms of being an effective team in possession.
And some of your younger players in particular, those who've really stepped forward today, and Saville, his biggest day for Wolves so far, clearly, but one or two others as well, must take this away, this feeling and experience away with them today.
And hope to build on it, and that's what we want to do, and we don't want any more disruptions to the side. It'd be nice if this group could settle now, and this team could settle, and then for the players that are just on the outside then start to raise their game, create competition and be able to drive forward. We will still be, even after the results, at present a mid-table team. That will be the case. We want to try to close the gap between ourselves and the likes of Derby County if we can, and we'll only do that with consistency and, most importantly, a lot of hard work.
What do you think this will do for George Saville's confidence, scoring twice today?
Yeah, he's a very confident lad anyway, and had a good loan spell in League One with Millwall, very very good, and he's come back now and played several games, played in a three-man midfield whenever we have played, and we feel as well, being a left footer gives us some nice balance in there.